Since the 1900s, the country's most iconic bridges and skyscrapers have been put up by people who risked their lives to connect steel beams hundreds of feet in the sky. Iron workers come from all backgrounds, but a small Mohawk reserve outside Montreal has supplied many of them. As WNYC's Stephen Nesson reports, fewer Mohawks are entering the trade.
Striding across a steel beam 26 stories in the sky, a lean iron worker grabs the corner column and pulls himself up. What could someday be a corner office on 55th Street in Manhattan is now nothing but open air. It's windless and the sun is bright, a perfect day for putting up steel.
Like Houdini, he gets up there and disappears. Poof.
In 2.5 hours, Giggs and his crew lays 68 pieces of steel.
I'm a connector. You know, in the raising gang, it's my job to climb the steel and erect the iron. It's my job to put the building up, you know, basically.
That's Gennetagaro Martin, or Geggs. He's a fourth-generation Mohawk ironworker from a reserve just south of Montreal.
Yeah, a lot of people, they watch us, they see what we do, and they ask me, are you afraid of heights? Nah, I'm not, you know. A lot of people are, you know, but I'm one of them who isn't.
At its peak in the 1950s, there were as many as 800 Mohawks living in New York City. Now, Giggs is one of about 200. Historians have several explanations of how Mohawks ended up on high steel. But the reason it endures is probably more practical. It pays really well. Giggs makes over $100 an hour, and the benefits are good. During the work week, he lives in a small four-story walk-up in Brooklyn. An uncle and 9 other iron workers from his reserve in Gunawage stay here during the week.
We get home, try and cram in a week's worth of being a dad in 2 days and being a husband. And then Sunday, we're off back to work on the road again. So.
At work's end on Friday, they pair off and drive the 6.5 hours home. But rain can slow construction. And on a recent weekend, he was left behind, earning time and a half, but missing his wife and 2 kids. From Gunawage, you can see the domes of Montreal's churches across the St. Lawrence River. Kids zoom around on ATVs, and the stop signs are in English and Mohawk. There are also reminders of a century-long tradition of ironworking. In the middle of town, sticking straight out of the ground about 30 feet into the sky, are 2 steel beams. Joe Delarone works at a local radio station next to the beams, and says they were used for competitions.
Young guys especially, who've never done iron work, it gives them a taste of what it feels like to go up a steel beam. That's a real steel beam.
He says it's not used much anymore, but kids aren't prevented from clambering up either.
The guys would go up and see how quickly they could attach some of the pieces of iron together and ring a bell, come back down. And if you were a real iron worker and some guy who never did it beat you, it looked pretty bad. So it was intense.
Mike DeLille is the grand chief of Gunawage. He also comes from a family of iron workers and did some himself before returning to the reserve. He keeps blueprints of the World Trade Center in his basement. His father's wrenches hang on the walls. He says young people are taking more jobs in the thriving tobacco industry on the reserve rather than apprentice as iron workers. Each year, there are about 10 new Mohawk iron workers out of the 100 new recruits at New York's local.
I would hope that more of our young men and women, if they choose to, a very hard trade, would go back to it, because I think we've lost some of that work ethic over the past 2, if not 3 decades.
It is hard work. Giggs blew out his right knee 1.5 years ago, and he's been favoring the left, which is getting sore now. His wife, Cheryl Zachary, says her 10-year-old son, a hockey fanatic like his dad, is already pining to join his father's trade.
Actually, he says that often, that he wants to be an iron worker. I told him he wasn't allowed to leave me, but if he really wants to do it, I would support him.
In Gunawage, they say ironwork built the town, and most hope it'll continue to do so for years to come. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Nesson in New York.
This is NPR News.